We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. All right, the left in the media, but then I repeat myself. Can you hear me, Lee? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The left in the media going wild. Oh my gosh, Trump's going to try to, you know, not have an election. He's a dictator. And wow. No. They willfully misread his tweet. There's a question mark at the end of it. Here's what it says. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. Which, by the way, is the exact thing NBC News reported. Right? So when Trump says it, it's, oh my God, a conspiracy is going to end the elections. We're going to take down our democracy. No. NBC News itself will reread it, said that it could take months to figure out who won the election if we do mail-in voting because of the massive fraud and the total inability to count the votes. They even reported that these election boards would have to buy multi-million dollar machines to handle the processing of the ballots, much in the way that the post office does with lots of mail, right? You cannot sit there and do this. I mean, here's NBC News. What a mess, said Marilyn Marks, executive director for the Coalition for Good Governance, a group that advocates for election transparency. If you had asked me before June 8th, I would have told you I'm not worried about mail-in ballots, she said. Then we've seen what's going on around in the country. One city in New Jersey, we've been over this, Lee. Mm-hmm. They have no idea who won the city elections.
Still,
no clue. No freaking clue. 20% of the ballots, that's one in five for those of you on Common Core math. They cannot determine if they are legit or accurate ballots. There's so many problems with them, problems with signatures, not matching pictures, all kinds of problems. When did the date they came in, ballots still arriving by the mail that were delayed. And so it's so bad, not the right, but the left, the NAACP is suing.
Yes.
Because they cannot figure out among the Democrats who won the election.
And I agree with them.
Yes, I do too.
They're right.
So this is what's been going on here. Here's another one. Professor Charles Stewart III, director of MIT Elections Data and Science Lab, said he's concerned the confusion after this election could last for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. Where did I get this? ABC News. So Trump's right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's when they scream the loudest. If they're screaming the loudest, you know Trump is on to something.
Well, and the report that we had at the top of the hour from Florida, from Fox News, perfectly encapsulates what the problem is. Yes, of course, we've had mail-in ballots for a long time, and it happens in every election. It's absentee ballots. And an absentee ballot is something that is requested by a singular voter that is then sent to that voter's registered address. And then that is verified. Now, that is different than just saying, oh, here's a voter roll. We've got 100,000 people in this area. Let's mail out 100,000 ballots. You cannot possibly do that. That is what Trump is talking about. That absolutely, without question, is just asking for fraud. And I got to tell you, Tara, I am sick and tired of the Associated Press. Every time Donald Trump says something, particularly about this issue, unsubstantiated claims that there is election fraud. Unsubstantiated, AP, open your dead blame eyes and look at the stories that your members are printing. Good grief. What is going on with the editorial board at the Associated Press? When Donald Trump can say something, they can, if they wanted to say, you know, this isn't systemic, or it is not necessarily going on absolutely everywhere or in every election, but there is voter fraud. That is not an unsubstantiated claim. And there are problems with mail-in ballots, and we have examples, as you have been documenting here, for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And this is not from conspiracy sites. This is ABC News and NBC News.
Right, exactly.
Well, they are conspiracy sites.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
We're supposed to accept them as real. Okay, here's another quote from the MIT elections professor in ABC News. If you want to look this article up, it's called "As Ballots Pile Up in the Mail, A Potential Nightmare Looms on Election Night." Again, who wrote it? Trump? No, ABC News. This is exactly what Trump's saying. Okay, so here's the MIT election expert. They're talking about, hey, in a normal election, you know, talking about New York City, 12,000 absentee ballots, we're looking at least 121,000. They can't do it. So he's basically saying, we're always concerned about the counting of the actual ballots. And for a large place like New York City, they're going to need commercial-grade extracting machines to deal with these ballots, said Stewart of MIT. These things are big and expensive. It's like buying a fire truck.
Yeah.
He says they will not be able to count them otherwise. They're going to have to do it by hand. Mm-hmm. He said the problem is, how are you going to match up signatures on... you know, voter registration card records that could be decades old. Mm-hmm. He said there's no handwriting analysis standard. So it's going to be up to volunteers. He said, you know, we literally can't make handwriting experts out of them to decide, who do you vote for, Republican, Trump? Okay, out, we'll throw that one out. Yeah, that signature doesn't match. Does this one match? Yep, voted for Biden. Here we go. I mean, it's literally going to be people, volunteers, not even experts, sitting there doing that by hand. And even if they were all honest, you can't do it for months. Can you imagine the recount? Mm-hmm. So here's what Trump tweeted, and they went wild. With universal mail-in voted, not absentee ballot, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? ? Okay. Who else has said that this will be such a mess that they need mail-in ballots, not the election, mail-in ballots will be such a mess that they need a team of 600 lawyers just to fight the mess that is coming? Who has said that? Trump? No, Biden. Said it at a fundraiser 2 weeks ago. He announced that he had hired a staff of 600 lawyers, and he specifically said it was because of the chaos, he didn't use the word chaos, that's my word, that they were expecting from mail-in balloting. This is not a bug of the system, this is a feature. This is why they want the mail-in ballot, because they know they can always get before a liberal judge. Democrats always pick before who they go to, and they're going to decide this election in court. It is entirely possible that we will literally have no idea who won the election, ever. says ABC News headline, as ballots pile up in the mail, a potential nightmare looms on election night. Mm-hmm. And so they're treating Trump like a mental defective for saying what they reported last week.
Of course.
So here's a follow-up tweet from Trump. You're not going to hear much about this one. And he's explaining why he said this. Why he said this about maybe we should just postpone the election then if we all agree it's going to be a massive mess where we can't even figure out who won. Okay, here's Trump's follow-up tweet. Glad I was able to get the very dishonest, lamestream media to finally start talking about the risks to our democracy from dangerous universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which I totally support. Then he said, must know election results on the night of election, not days, months, or even years later. Okay, they're going to tear him apart for this today. They already did. But what he is saying here is what NBC and ABC and the local New Jersey media have been reporting for weeks. He didn't come up with this on his own. But it's more lies, you know, truth over facts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrifying. You and I were talking about this yesterday. You want to talk about violence in the streets? Can you imagine if it's January, February, and we don't know who the president is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's where we're headed. We know we're headed there. All the elections experts are telling us that in these mainstream media outlets. Here's another one from from ABC News. Listen to this. They're telling you how it's going to go. There's an election administrator's prayer, talking about mail-in voting, that the election is not close. I think that's what we all need to pray for. Why? Why is that? This is Professor Michael McDonald of the University of Florida. Why we need to pray it's not close? Because he said we will not be able to determine who won if it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I'm using the mainstream media's own words against them, should we delay this election? Yeah, this is a crisis right here. We should figure out a way to make it so that we can count the ballots, because right now we know we aren't going to be able to count the ballots, and we will not know who the president is. Here's Professor Michael McDonald, University of Florida. If it's not a blowout, he said, there is a real possibility of a vote tally that could hinge on absentee votes. And while experts have said mail-in ballots don't favor either party, Trump claiming they favor Democrats could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Listen to this. He says, quote, there's this thing called the blue shift, McDonald said, in which the longer the counting goes, the more Democrat votes come in. Yeah, they're fake. They know how many they need, and they just, oh, look, we found them in the mail. It would be wrong if they weren't counted.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
How bad will this mail-in voting be? According to ABC News, they're fully expecting legislatures not to accept the results of mail-in voting. Again, we have an election in New Jersey where the NAACP is suing because they can't figure out who won it. The nightmare scenario, this is from ABC News, which is in complete agreement with Trump. They'll treat him like a mental defective today, but that's what the media does. Trump is using their reporting when he says we may not know for months who won. That's not him. That's them. That's the media reporting this. The nightmare scenario is that is a campaign to interfere with the counting. What he means is by suing, which they'll do. Remember Florida? We know they'll do it. That's when you get not just the tweets you'd expect from the president and his supporters, but it could embolden local supporters or officials to act on those tweets. That's exactly what will happen, to enact incendiary proposals like Republican state legislature saying we can't trust the ballot counting process, so we're just going to appoint the electors ourselves. Oh, yeah, it's going to get wild. This is by design. This is why Fauci and Burks, it seems all unconnected, but it's not. This is what Tucker Carlson said the other night. He's so right. He looked right into the camera and he said, everything in an election year is political. Even things that don't seem related, they are. This is why Fauci and Burks are out there all of a sudden. Oh, you should be wearing goggles. We forgot to mention that. What's the point? Science? No, there's no science here. This is all election interference. The point of the goggles and the masks is to make it seem like it is so terrifying to go in public that we cannot have in-person voting. What does that tell you? The left doesn't think they can win in-person voting. So we got to keep the people away from the polls, got to get them to mail the ballots in. We control boards of election, even in red states. We can make sure they win if we're the ones counting. That's what the masks are about. That's what the goggles are about. That's what all of it's about. Texter writes, wonder why the Democrats are no longer worried about the Russians interfering in the election. Wouldn't mail-in ballots make it easier for them to interfere? Procedures and vote. Oh, that's a different text. To interfere. Yes. Another texter writes, if you can go to Walmart, the grocery store, out to eat in the beach, you can go to your polling place and vote. If you can't, then go through the proper procedures and vote absentee. This is exactly what they don't want. Folks, I've been telling you this again and again. We pulled a study yesterday that showed that people think, over half the people in this country, that children are as susceptible to dying of COVID as the elderly. They think middle-aged people and people under 40 are as susceptible to dying of COVID as the elderly. Why has the media pushed that instead of telling the truth? They got to keep everybody away from the polls. They got to do the mail-in ballot. They need people to send it all in the mail. They're killing people this way. They're letting the elderly think, well, you know, you have just as much, you know, chance of dying as anybody else. They're all going to die. And, you know, if you got a mask on, this is what this is about. This is all about the election.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, producer Chris, say on the air what you just said on the break. I cannot believe I missed this.
It just occurred to me that this might be why they want to prevent kids from going back to schools. People vote at schools. And if you can't send kids to schools, you can't send voters to schools. And if you can't send voters to schools, you can't send voters to any other polling places because that wouldn't be fair.
That's exactly what's going on here. And we had a poll come out yesterday. We talked about this on the show. What did it say? This is the point of confusing the public. I've been screaming about this from the beginning. Every other pandemic that we've had, SARS, MERS, all of this, The CDC, the NIH, NIAID have come out and said, okay, these are the people that are at risk. These are people that need to stay home, take precautions, and these other people are fine. You're not at risk. This is the only one in 30 years they haven't done that with, and that's because they need everyone to be equally terrified, just like what you're saying, Chris. And we had a poll come out yesterday saying that more than half the public believes children are as at risk as the elderly or someone who's 40 or someone who's 60. The media has done this on purpose. And I've said it's actually deadly, because if you let the public think everybody's equally at risk, you've got people who are, you know, maybe elderly looking at around at everyone they know. Nobody's got COVID, or they've had COVID. Nobody's gotten really sick. They think they can go out and shop with a mask. Conservative Treehouse has bullet pointed this really, really well. And it goes with what Chris is saying. Without COVID-19 panic, Democrats cannot easily achieve mail-in voting, which they desperately need in key battleground states in order to control the outcome. Without COVID-19, without the panic, Democrats cannot shut down rallies and political campaigning efforts of President Trump, which they desperately need to do in battleground states. And you had like 25%, 35 to 35% of people showing up at these Trump rallies. They were Democrats. They were harvesting their information. Trump is not getting his message out. I've been telling you that for weeks. I believe he will lose if he cannot get his message out. It's because he's being blocked on social media, the spreading of the message, maybe not his account personally. But he's being blocked using COVID from doing these rallies. Now he can't even have a convention. If he can't have an RNC convention, the nominating convention, he has no way to speak directly to the people. That's what they're trying to prevent. Without COVID-19 panic, Democrats do not have an excuse for canceling the DNC convention in Milwaukee, thereby blocking Team Bernie Sanders from visible opposition while protecting candidate gibberish from himself. That's Joe Biden. By the way, why do they have to do all this? Did you see the Zogby poll came out yesterday? This question is devastating. Zogby's a left-leaning pollster. How likely is it that Vice President Biden is in the early stages of dementia? He asked. More likely, the answer more likely, 55%. Less likely that he's in the early stages of dementia, 45. So 55% of, get this, likely voters. So those are the polls we pay attention to. We don't pay attention to registered voters. That's junk. It's useless. No campaign would pay for it. But we do pay attention to likely voter polls. That doesn't mean they're accurate, but it means they could at least be used. 55% of likely voters say it is more likely that Biden is in the early stages of dementia. They got to control this thing, this vote. And again, without COVID-19 panic, Democrats cannot easily achieve mail-in voting, which they desperately need in key battleground states in order to control the outcome. What does control the outcome mean? They either steal it running away with the mail-in ballot. Never forget, they know this. People who work for the government are liberal. They control these boards of elections, even in red states. It's just like our health department here in South Carolina, completely staffed by liberals who are in open defiance of the CDC, which says let kids go back to school. Without COVID-19 panic, Democrats do not have a mechanism to keep voters isolated from each other, limiting communication and national debate averse to their interests. COVID-19 panic pushes the national conversation into the digital space, where big tech controls every element of the conversation. Without COVID-19 panic, Democrats cannot keep their blue state economies easily shut down and continue to block U.S. economic growth. All thriving economies are against the political interests of the Democrats. We know that. Remember Politico reported? Politico, a left-wing outlet, they're quoting Democrat operatives in D.C. and flat-out telling us the Democrats' biggest fear for the election is the economy will recover. That's Politico, not me. They're left-leaning. Without COVID-19 panic, it becomes more difficult for big tech to censor voices that would outline the fraud in the scheme. With COVID-19 panic, they've got a better method and an excuse. So this is what the COVID is being used for. This is why Fauci and Birx, quoting no science, came out over the last couple of days and said, oh my God, you got to go out with wearing goggles. You got to be wearing the goggles. Okay, something interesting about that. I have been contacted. I haven't talked about it. I've been contacted repeatedly by doctors, medical professors, people who work around chemicals, people who work in biology labs. This has been going on for months. People saying the mask is useless unless you cover your eyes. And I haven't said anything about it because I haven't had a good source on it. And people have been saying this is bunk. Why bother to go out with a mask on, nothing over your eyes? Because they want it to spread. They want it to spread. They need more cases. But they need everyone to look like they are an extra in the play Pandemica. Like it's so terrifying to go out that we can't possibly do mail-in voting. So this is why Birx and Fauci came out with this. By the way, I was watching liberals debate this on Twitter yesterday. They were mocking Fauci and Birx. Like, this is so stupid. They're all saying the same thing we were. Boy, we're on month 5. How did you not know this? There hasn't been a new study. Listen to the reaction, by the way. I wish I could show you this. One of these days, I wish I could do a television show today. To show you the look on the faces of Greg Jarrett and Brian Kilmeade. They have Dr. Birx on, who is a complete flake. You want to hear what a flake sounds like? Listen to them react. And I wish you could see their faces. They're looking at her like, dude, you're nuts. You've lost your complete flipping mind. She's on there and she's like, you're going to love wearing a shield and you can decorate it and make it look very decorative. And American people are very innovative and they can. And they're like, what? Listen to this. Listen to this. So she is a total flake.
You're talking about masks. People have come around to the reality of that. Are we going to look at more demands based on what Dr. Fauci has said?
Well, I've seen really great face shields and I've seen them around the country. You know, I've been out to 14 states. The administration sent me out. I think people, the American people, are innovative. Those are actually pretty easy and straightforward to make. Many universities and those who have printers are making face shields now. So these 3D printers can really increase that production. And I think others are making them and they can be decorated.
So, Dr. Well, no one's really interested in decorations. I want to know whether face shields or goggles is something we're going to hear next. Is this something that suddenly is going to become the new guideline?
And you could decorate them and you could put like glitter on them and they're going to look so nice. Dude, it's August. These people are complete morons. That's one possibility, Birx and Fauci, or they're manipulating you politically, in which case they're smart like foxes. So listen to this. Listen to Dr. Birx. Describe why you have to wear a face shield. Okay. Two things to note here. No mention of science. No mention of a new study. Oh my God, we just discovered germs are in the air to get in your eyes. We did not know. Go Google works in a biology lab. Look what they're wearing. Face shields. They've known this. Why didn't they recommend it? Till now. Because they need ever more extreme appearance for the outside world. Listen to Deborah Birx on this. And tell me, lady, did you know this before?
So here's the thing about the face shield in addition to the mask. The mask is to protect others. It's to block those droplets and block that contamination that happens when you speak or sing or talk or even breathe. The thing about the face shields, we think that could protect the individuals and that it would decrease the ability for them to touch their eyes and spread virus as well as those droplets coming towards them. So they're two different technologies for two different reasons.
Okay. That hasn't changed since March. Listen to the end of it.
Unbelievable. Because we've also heard now that the masks not only protect people from you, but it also helps you with your protection. So from don't wear a mask to wear a mask, and now you're saying wear goggles. It's unbelievable.
Texter writes, thanks. They want goggles to be worn so the rioters are harder to detect. That, by the way, that's an extra bonus there. Now the texter writes, let's vote at Walmart. Can't get COVID-19 there, right?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who is responsible for the spread of the coronavirus? Well, yes, the Democrats, that they'll tell you Trump. Who else would be? Totally Trump's fault. Nobody else involved in the spread of the coronavirus. Ask the American people that, though. Who do they blame? According to a new Pew Research Center poll, at least they're not being fooled on this. Over 3/4 of American adults blame the Chinese government for the global spread of coronavirus. And over 60% of respondents said the country has done a poor job handling the aftermath of the outbreak. 73% of U.S. adults now have an unfavorable view of China. That's the most negative rating for China in 15 years. So the Democrats need to work a little harder on this one, because remember the media told us for a month the coronavirus was all over China, and they had all kinds of shots of people in China, video, photos, they're in China, it's the coronavirus. And then all of a sudden, they said it was freakish. Oh, that? No, it didn't come from China. What? But you told us it came from China. No, no. If you think it came from China, you're racist. But wait, y'all, the mainstream media, you spent a month telling us it came from China. No, it didn't. You're racist if you think that. Well, apparently, 73% of Americans are racist. Folks, do you realize early on, and the reason that they have to do this, well, one is so that the Democrats can continue to be paid off, you know, by China. It's very lucrative. Joe Biden's son got a $1 billion deal a week after he flew over with daddy to China on Air Force Two. So, I mean, they need the money. But also, the problem is that if it's China's fault, then it can't be Trump's fault. Do you know that we offered, as soon as the outbreak started, to help them come and contain it to Wuhan? To stop it in its tracks, to study it? They said no. They said no. Did you know that Taiwan told the WHO the last week of December that there was human-to-human transmission, that they were seeing it? And that the WHO, clear through the middle of January, was lying about it to the public, saying there's no human-to-human transmission? So that, you know, it could have time to spread. They knew. They knew. Who has the head of the WHO, whose payroll has he been on besides Hillary Clinton's? China's. This is absolutely biological warfare, even if they never engineered this thing in a lab. Even if they never released it, which I think they did. I don't think they bioengineered it at all. Maybe they could have. But they wouldn't have had to. Remember that Chinese propaganda video? And it's the Chinese scientist. He's standing there in a bat cave. And he's bragging that they have cataloged over 2,000 bat viruses in their labs. The most any society has ever cataloged. They had done it in 10 years. It was the fastest it had ever been done. And that China was the cutting edge of viral technology. And then he says that he's even gotten sick with the bat virus and that he had a quarantine for 14 days. That sounds familiar. They didn't have to bioengineer anything. They just had to let it out. Or, if it got out, they just needed to keep the world in the dark long enough to make sure it spread. Then they get the WHO to lie about the death rate. It's 3.4%. No, actually, it's not. It's 30 times less than that. But by then, our economies were shut down. Who gave us the fake death rate? The WHO. See, but I thought Americans wouldn't be able to figure this out, but they did. I'm just given the rhetoric from the mainstream media. About 64% of those surveyed said China had done a poor job dealing with COVID-19 outbreak, and 78% place a great deal or fair amount of blame for the global spread of the coronavirus on the Chinese government's initial handling of the COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan. So I'm shocked. Even though the media, you know, realized they had made a mistake telling the truth about it coming from China, they realized too late, and I think the word got out. So this is going to be hard for them to blame Trump for this. Half of Americans, according to Pew, think the U.S. should hold China responsible for the role it played in the outbreak of the coronavirus, even if it means worsening economic and trade relations. Again, what did Joe Biden say about that? Oh, man. I played the audio last week. Hey, you just don't like Asians. You think they all look alike. And that's why Trump's just, it's just, you just don't like Asians. God, he's going to let China run a slap over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.